League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One very noticeable missing piece in the rotation was one Gerald Green.
Okay.
Do you guys feel like that was a message being sent that, hey, I get Trevor Ariza going towards the locker room and getting suspended because he was in the altercation, but if you're going to be a part of this team and we brought you along because we found you off the street and you fit in well, we want you to be around, therefore don't do stupid stuff anymore like going to the opponent's locker room and sending a message, because he was healthy. D'Antoni talked prior to the game, Nick, about going up 10 deep.
Yep, he went 9 and didn't go 10. If that was the case, and we were kind of talking about that in the locker room, if that was the case where Mike D'Antoni was trying to send a message to Gerald Green, he won, right? Because Gerald Green didn't play, and the Rockets were able to win without him, and they left Trevor Ariza in the rotation. He did absolutely nothing. I think he scored 3 points the entire game.
Yeah, so he was a minus 9 for the game.
I mean, I don't know why. This is a guy that's averaged 18 points per game. I don't know why you would do that.
Okay.
It's easy for me to be on the outside looking in saying, look at Ryan Anderson. His numbers suck, and Gerald Green's averaging 18 points per game. Why don't you throw him in the rotation?
So I'm not disagreeing with your theories.
You're welcome to. I just threw it out there as a possibility.
Right. But what if this... So, I mean, when healthy, this was their rotation. The four guys that played off the bench were Mbamute, Tucker, Nene, and Eric Gordon. And that was their rotation before Gerald Green got here. So is it a case of sending a message, or is just this just a, hey, this might be our playoff rotation. Let's start getting these guys. Now that we're all back together, let's start building up that chemistry again. And when we'll need to work Gerald Green in when we can, but these are the guys that these are our ride or dies right here.
Let me devil's advocate that.
My devil's advocate.
Because I'm not saying that that's exactly what D'Antoni did. I was asking your guys' opinion on it for this very reason. Because the other thing would be, you're playing a team that I said to you yesterday leading up to the game was a team that gives the Rockets problems. A team that has a lot of athletic wings. They were running a 6'8 point guard out there in Johnson last night. They were going big, athletic, long, trying to defend the perimeter. And, of course, the one guy in the middle that always gives them problems is a rim protector, athletic guy like Whiteside. That's what they were going up against. But from a wing perspective, simply, and also because of the fact that the track record on Ryan Anderson is exactly that. It's garbage, especially at home, and he's slow. Why wouldn't you take a guy that also has played Eric Spoelstra's system because he played for the Heat and go, here's a perfect fit tonight into our system, athletic, long, can run, can shoot it and spread the floor for us even more, and go to a rotation that's even more hyper-athletic than when say, Ryan Anderson's in there.
But who are you going to take the minutes from?
I'm taking them from Ryan Anderson.
So you're going to take them from, I mean, you've got...
I'm okay with that, for sure.
Yeah, and you move...
But the thing is, he's already...
So you're going to go small. You're going to go small,
sure,
then, basically.
He does that all the time with PJ Tucker.
You've got a 6'8 point guard, but you want to go small.
Yeah, because you know what? By the way, Chris Paul held his own with that 6'8 point guard. And Eric Gordon guarded him, too. And other guys can switch off. James Harden didn't guard anybody last night, but he has been playing better defense. But overall, do what they're doing, but do it better. Because most of those guys, not named Wayne Ellington, can't shoot the three for Miami. But if you combat that with guys that can be as athletic but shoot it better, now you're putting them at the disadvantage.
I mean, Ellington didn't even shoot good 3 of 11.
Some of the shots, I never knew him to be that kind of shooter anyway. But he came in shooting 44% from three or something like that.
Yeah.
But some of the shots that he did make from three, I'm like, he shouldn't even be pulling the trigger on that. And he knocked them down.
But to me, the problem is, and I Googled real quick just to see if Gerald Green, was there maybe an injury we missed or whatever, and it's not. But it's funny because this might just be a matter of playing time and rotation for D'Antoni, because you want to replace Anderson and you say you would play Gerald Green at the four?
Mm-hmm. No, I'd put Tucker at the four.
Okay.
Or Luke Mbamute.
Because so if that's you put your, Tucker at the four, then you're saying Green would play the three. He would play the small
three
forward.
Or two, depending on how you set your lineups, depending on if, what point of the game you're in.
Because Ariza is usually...
I'm not trying to start him. You could
right,
you
right.
start
I'm saying Ariza is usually a small forward. Tucker will play in his place. They usually have Mbamute play some power forward. But I think Tucker and Mbamute can switch between small forward, power forward. They seem right. like those kind of guys, right?
Yeah.
So you've got four guys for those two positions. You've got Anderson, Ariza... Mbamute and Tucker, four guys that you got to rotate. Nobody's playing center. We know that.
Mostly playing three, but
he's playing
play
the small four. But I'm saying for the for those, you've got four guys in the mix for those two positions, right? And not including Gerald Green. And then the same is kind of true for the point guard position or the guard position. You've got three guys for sure, and Gerald Green would probably be the fourth option on that list. So he's behind everybody. And
either way, you got James Harden on a minutes restriction, though it's loosened up a little bit. But at the same time, you're still trying to watch the minutes that he plays. In fact, they took him out early, and he was pissed off about it last night.
Well, he played 35.
But he took
second
him out
highest on the team.
With about 3.5 to go in the third. And Harden was giving the death stare to D'Antoni, like, what are you doing? But he's also got to be smart.
Yeah.
And he knows in the fourth quarter he was going to need him. But just what you mentioned alone... Even if you're the fourth option because of minutes restrictions for James, because Anderson's not playing well anyway, because you're playing an athletic team, there should have been some minutes for Gerald Green there. And again, I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm not disagreeing with you that he shouldn't have played a little bit, but when you think about where the minutes are going to come from, you're going to play Eric Gordon more than you're going to play
again,
Green.
Here's another guy.
So if you're going to move, it doesn't matter. You're going to let those guys shoot out of it. I mean, that's what they're going to do.
But in the fourth quarter, if he's still continuing to miss, you would think that at least early in the fourth, if you play the hot hand. So you're right. You're still going to play him more so than anybody else coming off the bench. But if he's just flat out doesn't have it that night, and some guy gets the hot hand and knocks down a few shots, are you telling me you're not going to keep that guy out there?
I wouldn't, because then you're – I mean, you think about that. You think about the egos for these guys. If they're having an off night and you bench them and you play somebody else, it's different if they're not playing well, they're not hustling on defense. But just because the shot's not falling, I don't think D'Antoni or this kind of system that the Rockets run are going to penalize you if you don't shoot well. They expect you to shoot your way out of it.
See, I disagree. Because like you just said, scenario, I'm just saying this was two games in a row that Gordon couldn't find the bottom of the basket. He's missed he missed 9 and then 7. From 3-point range without making
points.
One. I get it. But at the same
and
time.
He goes 0-for-7 from deep.
Yeah.
This might be a situation where
Coach
D'Antoni.
But he can still get to the bucket.
Right, but you ride the hot hand. I'm saying from an NBA coach's perspective, no one's ego is going to be hurt if the guy knows he's struggling. And so even Ryan Anderson knows he's struggling. When Ryan Anderson has said, you know, when he's thanking the stars when he finally hit a shot, he gets it if short term. That's what assistant coaches are for, too. Bro, this isn't going to. We're not trying to do this long term, but while you work your way out of this, or again, any coach in the league is going to say, if I put a guy in off the bench like the microwave, and he comes in and knocks down a couple of shots, I'm going to ride him out a little bit before I sit him back down. I got to win that ball game.
Look, this might be a situation where D'Antoni's still trying to manage the minutes because, look, we've always kind of knocked, at least in some regard, D'Antoni for sticking to a 7-man rotation.
Uh-huh.
He said before the game he would potentially try to get it to 10. He got it to 9. So it's not like this may be a situation where he's still trying to figure out exactly how many minutes he wants to give everybody. And they had 9 minutes for crying
and
out loud.
And Gerald Green is going to be that last option. He's not going to be included. You got to find minutes for Gordon. You got to find minutes for Tucker. And you got to find minutes for Mbamute.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is it's just at the end of the game, and this is me kind of picking on D'Antoni, he was like, look, you got to make an opportunity of the minutes that's given to you. Well, Ryan Anderson has gotten a lot of minutes. And I think he's gotten a lot of opportunity. And it's just hard to say that after a game, in my opinion, when you look at the opportunity Ryan Anderson has and you look at the shooting percentage that Gerald Green has had coming, you know, after that recent signing. So
do you want me to tell you the difference? Is what you're paying Ryan Anderson. You're not going to let that dude just ride the bench like Gerald Green and not get any time or any minutes.
But now you're at a point where it's almost two seasons, bro. And now it's getting to the point where it doesn't matter if they're paying $20 million. They're going to have to make a decision.
I'm with you. 10 points a game isn't acceptable for what you're making for him, but then you've got to make a move. You got to do something, but you can't just...
When you say make a move, what do you mean?
Like, move him. See if you can get rid of him. Get rid of that contract. How many years does he have left?
Got this and two more at 20 a year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, unless he picks it back
so
up, they're going
to have to
eat
something.
If
you're trying to do that. If you're trying to move him, find someone that wants to take Ryan Anderson at $20 million a year.
I don't know why I thought he was on his last year. Oh, yeah, he does have 2 years left.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you're screwed. You've got to play the dude. You got to hope he shoots. Mm. Well, you're going to sit him on the bench and pay that dude that much money? Nobody's doing that.
If you weren't a championship contender, you got to play him. I agree with you. But if you're a championship contending team, if he's struggling, and again, it doesn't have to be long term.
No one is paying Ryan Anderson $20 million to ride the bench.
Barry,
no
one. Same reason why someday in baseball, guys get a day off or they get moved down in the lineup, then they get a day off if they're struggling. It's not to say we've given up hope, but it's to say sometimes just clear your head. Take a little time off.
I mean, I get that.
Yeah, but that's why, look, I get you're right, and I'm not saying definitively he was punished last night, but Gerald Green should have seen the floor a little bit, at least right now, because you've got guys either on minutes restrictions or struggling, where he and you're playing a team that kind of fits his strength.
Okay.
But
I mean, we can go back and forth.
It's a healthy discussion. It's just it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Now, if he continues to sit for the next couple of games, then you realize D'Antoni is just going back to his regular rotation, and regardless of how he's played, then he'll just shorten it. But that goes against what he said to Nick and others in the pregame about going 10 deep.
Yeah, I don't know that he's ever going to get to 10. I don't think he's going to get to 10. There's no way.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.